Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Let's turn our Bible to John chapter 15, verse 5 to 17. John chapter 15, verse 5 to 17. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him. He bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you for gathering us here today, Lord. We thank you that we can spend some time in your word, Lord. Speak to us through your scripture. Just be with us this morning as we start our day. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So there are two parts that we'll be looking at today. The first part of my devotion is on abiding, and the second part is on bearing fruit. So this September, Pastor Mary and I had headed to Chicago for a children's ministry conference. And when we got there, we found out that the theme of the conference was actually abide. And by now, in case you haven't realized, is also the theme of our men's ministry retreat, and it was totally unplanned. And one of the first questions at the retreat, at the conference was, what does it mean to abide? Which I think was also a question that was brought up in the men's ministry retreat. It's a word that gets mentioned a lot in the Bible, especially the chapter we just read, but what does it mean exactly? So a few answers came up during the conference as to what abide means. To rest in his arms, to live, to remain, listen, dwelling expectantly, you know, those all sound very restful. But on the other hand, there were the others that sounded less restful. Things like enduring, persevering, waiting. I don't think there's a correct answer. It is probably a combination of both. And it's funny, I always think our relationship with God is always almost extreme on both ends, where on one side, he gives us so much rest. He tells us to cast our cares upon him. And then on the other side, we are supposed to fight the good fight. We're supposed to finish the course, keep the faith, as it says in Timothy. And then the other question we were asked was, if you look back on your past year, if it was a fruit, what would it be? So for us at the conference, we had to think about what our ministry would be if it was a fruit. And in case you were wondering what our fruit was, the funny thing is both P. Mary and I came up with the same fruit, which was durian. Which is quite surprising. I don't think anyone else at the conference knew what it was. So for me, it was because I think there's a part of ministry that is prickly, that's hard to handle. It can be a tough nut to crack. You don't know what to expect, but once you put in the effort and crack it open, it's so rewarding. If you like durian. So let's go back to our passage today. I'm going to start from the end. So if we look at verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit. And that your fruit will remain so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. So the first point is that Jesus chose you. The thing I love about this verse is how directive it is. It's not just an existing sort of verse. It is active. And the active person is Jesus who is saying the verse. He, you know, it's all very action words. He chose you. He appointed you. Go. Bear fruit. You did not choose me, but I chose you, Jesus says to his disciples, and also to you know, and to each one of us. We always We always hear, oh, we choose to follow Jesus. It's a choice of ours. And of course, we made that choice. But the point here is not who chose who first. John Piper, in a sermon, he was suggesting, if we could imagine instead, if Jesus said, I did not choose you, you chose me, what would that end up looking like? You know, how will we end up taking it? So, you know, imagine if my husband, Thaddeus, sitting there, said that to me, you know? I did not choose you, you chose me. And it gives the person a lot of freedom to let go of his responsibility over us. You know, they can say, hey, you know, Jesus can say, hey, you know, you were the one who chose me, so stop complaining. You know, you made this choice yourself. And it makes us followers feel a little smaller, a little less special to Jesus. But Jesus said the opposite. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And what this probably means is this. You know, I, Jesus, I take full responsibility for you because I chose you. You belong to me. You know, you appointed me to, I appointed you as my representative. And it's my reputation that's at stake. You know, if that is what Jesus means, then the reason he said it, you did not choose me, but I choose you, was to encourage us that he would help us. If his name is at stake in our success because he chose us for the work, then as followers, we can be sure that he will use all his power to make us fruitful. He's not going to look away from us, and he did not make a mistake with us. And in what sense was Jesus choosing us different from our choice of him? You know, had Jesus not allowed us to see him, the image of God in human form, we would have never come to him. You know, we were so lost until he called us by name. And our choice of Christ is very different from his choice of us. His choosing us was life-giving. He was recreating us. He called us by name, and we were born again. And we were made a child of God. And for our choice was simply a response and trust in his commitment to us. And the next point is that, if you refer to the verse, we have been chosen to bear fruit. And I have appointed you that you go and bear fruit. Jesus did not say, abide in me, and just stop right there. Just abide, just rest in me. And then that's it. That's the end of what your relationship with him would be. You know, we are called to go and bear fruit. And what does that mean? What does that look like? What is it to be fruit-bearing? And what is this fruit that we are chosen to bear? And then following from that, how are we supposed to accomplish this fruit-bearing activity? And I think the answer can be found in the conclusion to the chapter, when Jesus commands us to love each other. And how do we do that? What does it look like? So you don't have to turn there. We can refer to Galatians 5:22, which is a very famous verse. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So if we bear fruit, we love each other and demonstrate abiding in his love. Abiding in Jesus means abiding in his love, according to the verse, in verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If we look at the passage, abide in me is replaced by abide in my love. And this shows more specifically what we receive when we are grafted to the vine, that we have the love of Jesus, which flows into us and overflows to those around us. And in order to abide in this vine, to abide in Christ's love, we must bear fruit. And again, if you look at verse 10, it's an exact parallel. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. So if you keep my commandments, the phrase, if you bear fruit, means the same thing. Or we can say that the bearing fruit includes keeping the commandments of Jesus. And if we ask what is it in this context that Jesus means by commandments, it's very simple sounding, and the answer is love. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Therefore, love is fulfilling the commands of Jesus. And fulfilling the commands of Jesus is at least part of what it means to, for us to bear fruit. Therefore, bearing fruit means loving other people. It means letting the love which we constantly receive from Christ as we abide in him flow through us and out to others for their benefit. And the term fruit in this gospel is also very broad. So part of that overflowing to others also includes for us to make new disciples. In verse 16, it says, I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And, you know, not only that, that your fruit should abide. This would refer then that the fruit of winning others to Christ who's also covered by his power of salvation. So now we answer the next question, which we go back to the start of the chapter. The second question that Jesus answers here is about fruit bearing, is how can we accomplish it? And the answer is in verse 5. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Everything that you try to do will come to no fruition unless you do it through a dependence on Jesus Christ. We should aim for the rest of our life to discover what it means to abide in Christ. And again, it's very easy to say, but what does it mean in practice? It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Abiding in Christ involves letting his words specifically abide in us. It means like what we heard at the conference, it means to live the word, to dwell, to expect, to wait, to persevere and to remain in the word. And we are to cherish the word in the same way that we cherish Christ. And another practical means of abiding in Christ is, again, the parallel phrase in verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Christ's love for me, for us, is his commitment to give us right now, this day, everything that is good for us. You know, abiding in his love means constantly receiving from him everything that is good for me. It means not doubting that he's doing me good. It means always resting in his kindness. And it gives us a great freedom that we can be confident wherever we go because the Lord loves us and will do what is good for us. And believing that acting on it is what it means to abide in this love of his and that you will bear much fruit. And finally, one of the final but important reasons that we seek to bear fruit is not just for our own joy, it's not for the benefit of others, but that our God our Father can be glorified. You know, in verse 8 it says, in this my Father glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. At the end of the day, it's for us to know Jesus, to become his disciples, and all that actually leads to glorifying God and enjoying him forever and for him to enjoy us. And all this is because of his righteousness, to be acting on our behalf. And it goes back to where we first started, that when he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. His reputation that's at stake, it's his honor that's at stake. And therefore his glory is what we are trying to get to through the fruitfulness of our spirit, of our ministry. So if I can invite Janella to come up and lead us in worship, and for us to meditate on what it means to abide in Christ, what it means to remain in him. As we reflect on his commandment to love on those around us, and also think about what are some of the fruit that we are bearing, and are we even bearing any fruit? How can we commit ourselves to doing that? And are we obeying his commandment? Let us spend some time praying for ourselves. Just this morning, reflecting on the passage of what it means to abide and how are we going to do that for the rest of our time. If we can go to our first slide for our community prayer. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters, for their family members, those of them who are suffering from cancer, going through therapy, and also in the midst of their recovery. Go to the next slide. Let's pray for our members in the family, those who are suffering from illness, but also to hear the word of salvation. Thank you. Our next slide, if we can pray for the for healing for those on the list. Quite a few of them have been taken off, so just continue to pray for God's power, healing powers over them. Particularly if I can point your attention to Belinda, who's having an upcoming surgery. So if you can keep her in your prayers throughout the week, that'd be great. Go to our next slide. Pray for some of our church members who are looking for work. Just continue to pray for opportunities, pray for God's provision, for Him to meet their needs during this time. Go to our next slide. On our mission focus for today is on China. Lord, we just pray for our family over there, for the Kim family, for the Chong family, for Matt and Nate's parents, Edie Clark, and all the churches. Just pray for protection over them, and just pray for God's word to reach many of the people group. Next, if we can pray for the board, pray for PSAM, Lisa, Janie, Kiwon, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica. Just pray for them, pray for their family members, pray for their work, their relationships, and pray for things that are precious to them. Next, if we can pray for our hospitality ministries, pray for the welcoming team and the barista team. The welcoming team is restarting in the midst of starting the meet and greet or eat and greet. And also for our barista team, that just pray for Ashley, who's starting a few new things with the coffee bar. Let's also pray for our men's ministry. Pray for their Monday morning prayer meeting, the Pure Desire group, the men's fraternity, and also women's ministry, Yaman, Yamama. Pray for all their leaders as they start planning for the new year, for any new activities that's coming up. Finally, let's pray for our house churches that are meeting today. Causeway Bay, Happy Valley, Island, New Conduit, Cimbria, Lion Rock, and McRobinson. I think it's our second last week, so just pray that there'll be good turnout and that the house churches will finish the season well. Lord, we just thank you for this morning, Father. Thank you for giving us your word, that we can start off the morning learning what it means to be abiding in you, abiding in your love. Be with us today as we go off to our workplaces, our schools, our homes, Lord. Just be with us and just guide us. We just thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, everybody. Have a good prayer time.